Thank you for calling Lucido Feng Jewelry of Rochester. How can I help you?
Hi, is Matt available?
Matt, let me take a peek real quick. May I ask who's speaking?
Sure, it's Bob from RDI.
Bob from RDI? Okay, Bob, give me one moment. Let me check if he's in his office.
Thanks.
Thank you for choosing Lucido Fine Jewelry, located in the heart of downtown Rochester. Lucido Fine Jewelry has proudly been a part of making memories for countless family milestones and celebrated their 35th anniversary in the jewelry industry this year. Give the gift they'll treasure, a gift from Lucido Fine Jewelry. Lucido is excited to welcome the beautiful brand, Teresi, to our showroom. Inspired by famous sites and architecture worldwide, Teresi offers iconic jewelry for any occasion.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Matt, and you?
Real good, thank you.
That's good. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was fun. We hosted. How about yourself? What did you guys do?
Well, I cooked, but it was hosted at my daughter's house around the corner from us. She's got a bigger house that's really built for a party. We had about 25 people, so we could have done it at my house, but my wife said Lisa would take over the house so that would work out great, so we wouldn't have to clean and stuff, so works for me.
And they knew who to have cooked, too. I love that. So it all worked out.
My daughter, she bought – it used to be my in-law's house, but my in-laws have passed away now. But we bought the house, and she's owned it for, I think, 15 years now, close to it. And she's had, I think maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, she put a big expansion into the kitchen. It's a perfect house for hosting because it's huge kitchen, and she's got everything's laid out perfectly, and she doesn't cook. She doesn't cook at all. She did it so she could have the parties there, and I'd come over to cook. So,
hey, you know what? That's a smart woman there.
Absolutely. I didn't raise any dummies.
No, and from what I remember, you're quite the cook. That's
yeah,
what I heard. So
I enjoy cooking. I almost went into the restaurant business several times, but I'm kind of glad I never did. I think I made the right career path. But
see you did.
Yeah. So how?
You know, the hardest part about that is you're like your times when you're working is when you want to hang out with all your friends. They're all out.
Yeah.
And about, and you're at work. It's like, you know, it's a tough lifestyle.
It is. It's really like a vocation. It's a lifestyle when you own a restaurant. And, it just probably wouldn't have worked. I almost did it once when I was much younger with a friend of mine. And right at the last minute, we pulled the plug on it. It was a fancy French restaurant that we were going to buy. And it turns out it worked out perfectly because had we done it, my friend Bill, that was going to be my partner on it, developed a serious back injury problem, and he wouldn't have been able to work, so it would have been all me.
You lucked out.
Too much.
Too much, for sure.
It is what it is, and, you know, things happen the way they're supposed to happen.
100%, no doubt.
Yeah. And when I had my bingo hall, I had a commercial kitchen in there. So I used to have fun with a commercial kitchen. I'd cook for my staff a lot. I would just, like, on a Saturday night, I would cook something because my wife is more of a meat and potatoes type. She doesn't like anything crazy. And my manager at the bingo hall and my finance guy, they were there every Saturday night. Bill was more of a meat and potatoes, but Ann would try anything. So I'd be doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I made stuff with, you know, with lemongrass, and I'd make all kinds of stuff. She would try anything, so it worked out. I got to explore a lot of different cuisines there, and I'd come home and work,
cool.
You know, and cook at home too.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it worked out well. You hosting?
We did, yeah. We hosted. It was nice. Had just family, extended family over, and we had a good time. It was just low key but fun. Enjoyed the company and
turkey came out good.
Kind of how I like it. Yeah, we did two turkeys. They turned out good. It's not ever my favorite meal of all, but it was good. You know, they tasted. They weren't dry or anything like that. So it was nice.
There's lots of technique with turkey that you can. You can make turkey a disaster, but one tip I always give everybody, if you overcook cook your turkey, you have a big pot of hot chicken broth. It's the savior. All you have to do is dunk it all in that and put it out with that, because that will re-moisturize everything. Even if you blow it and you overcook it and it dries it out, a big pot of stock is all you need.
Well, that's good. I'll keep that in the back of my mind for next time, because you know, because I'll be honest, it's hit or miss every year with us cooking the turkey.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's actually an old restaurant trick. That's what restaurants do. They keep large stock piles of stock out, you know, on the stoves, not boiling, just really hot, and they can always just dunk it in there. And most people wouldn't know the difference between an undercooked or an overcooked piece of turkey, and one, because that's how they can re-moisturize it. It's just the simplest way to do it. I'm really a stickler at cooking it perfectly. You know, I'm big on having instant read thermometers on everything, so I can check progress.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, that's the thing too. Honestly, having the right equipment to do things is important.
Absolutely.
Especially with cooking. Same thing with steaks or anything you're doing.
Yeah.
You get it off at the right time. You know?
My best way of cooking a steak is I love using a cast iron pan. That's the best way to do it. You get it cooked the right way. Grills are really hard. You really got to know what you're doing on a grill to cook them perfectly. But a cast iron pan, perfect almost every time.
So good. It's just hard to cook too many of them at one time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It is. Well, it depends on how many. I've got like four cast iron pans, so I can cook
right.
a few of them at the same. Oh yeah, I got a lot of equipment. My wife won't let me buy anything else. I really want to buy an Instapot because I'd like to do some pressure cooking too. But I think if I came into my house with any more pieces of equipment, two or three of them are in the basement. She doesn't even know I got them.
That's hysterical. Yeah, she's like, no more, man, no more.
Jesus, what the hell did you buy this for? Well, it replaces this and this. But we already have those. Why did you buy this?
You don't need it anymore, man. That's
no, that's enough. It's enough. It's not Lisa's house. It's our house. We don't have enough room for everything.
That's funny.
Anything I could do for you today?
No, not working on anything at the moment, but I appreciate it. How are things been? Good? Busy?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I'm up about 15% for the year, so really can't complain too much. And actually, I'm getting some business out of Lucido's.
Are you really?
Yeah. Joe's been ordering things through, one of the concierge things there. I forget which one it is. But he's ordered through there, and his sell-through percentage is pretty good. I think it's probably like two out of three things sell. You know, so they're pretty well qualified when he's ordering something in. And it's
great.
Usually
VDB.
Yeah, that's it. Virtual Diamond Boutique, that's it.
Yeah.
I can never remember which one. There's a couple different things that were on there. But, no, it's worked out okay. I mean, it's I think, maybe 60,000 sales. So it's not a ton, but it's better than I've done in the past. So.
Yeah, it's something. It's a start.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great. So hope it keeps
going.
And
it's nice and easy for him. And we had a couple of wrinkles at first because until he figured out exactly how to read what our inventory is like at the moment, he was ordering things that were out on memo, and that caused an issue for him. So now we've fixed that situation for him. So now that he sees it on there, he's only seeing things that can get out right away. And that's changed everything. So now it's just a matter of having the right thing at the right time.
Right, exactly. That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
So anything comes up, let me know. And if I don't talk to you again before Christmas, which I'm hoping I do, you have a great one.
Yeah, you too. And Merry Christmas. I'm sure we will talk, but if not, Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Okay, bye-bye. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.